Hello, welcome to the first Dirt Shed Show of 2026. We have got lots of great things coming up on the show today. Bike vault, hacks and bodges, and so much more. Hey James, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Rich.
All very formal, I like it.
Did you have a good one?
I did, thank you, bud. Yeah, nice, quite a relaxed family affair. It was kind of my son's first inkling of what a Christmas is like, so it's all kicking off. But 2026 has officially begun, and there is so much going on in the mountain bike world this year, isn't there?
A lot of changes, like team changes, event changes, lots of things to get excited
tech,
about.
So much like technology. We thought we'd put together a bit of a list of things that you and I are really looking forward to, and we think that you'll look forward to as well.
Yeah, so one of the first things I'm really looking forward to is seeing all the new riders in all donning all the new kits.
Yeah.
So come January the 1st, that's when all the contract changes happen.
It is.
And everyone can officially, you see some like leaked images, but everyone can officially ride the new bikes, wear the new kits. And there's been some big changes this year that I'm excited for. So I'm looking forward to getting to the races.
The rumour mill no longer becomes rumours, it's just a mill.
Yeah.
It's just, and you know, we've got like the, was it the Access Intense team is no more, they are now Nukeproof, who have also entered the world of cross country as well.
Yeah, that's going
to
be cool.
Yeah, we've got people like Dakota Norton on the move to somewhere else, we've got Gwyn on the move to somewhere else. Yeah. Cammy Balanche is on the move to Pivot, because she's no longer racing full time. There's so much going on, it's really cool, isn't it? Yeah. It gets me excited for racing.
No, I'm really looking forward to it. It feels like the 1st of January is when you can start, like it feels like off-season vibes, but 1st of January, see everyone on Instagram's doing like testing.
Yeah.
It's like, ooh, exciting seeing people get up to speed.
Yeah, and sticking sort of on that kind of plane, if you like, the Gates belted prize purse.
Yeah, it's still
a thing.
Yeah, would you believe?
Yeah, so for those who may not know real quick, Gates belt drive driven bikes, there was about four teams in Downhill on it last year, and they put up $100,000 to the athlete who would win an elite World Cup downhill.
No one did it.
In fact, I think we got, was it Ollie Clark on the MS team?
Yeah, it was
one in juniors.
Yeah.
But it's elite only.
Yeah, he must have been fuming.
Gutted.
Probably
fair play to him. But
100K is life-changing when you're like 18, isn't
it? Yeah, right. But so that's rolled over to this year. So it means that, like, you know, with the team changes coming up, differences in track, we've had a year of development, a year of sort of learning about bikes and how it works.
Yeah, because I watched like a lot of Charlie Hatton's Afton Bikes videos, and I think like for a lot of teams, they were developing the bikes throughout the season, which they're always not that stoked on. And I think now they've had a full winter to really go back to the drawing board and test the bike. So I think we'll be seeing some like really cool stuff, and maybe some teams winning on belt drive bikes.
Yeah, and I think I do think this year we will see a win come from one of the teams. I don't know which team, but I genuinely do think we will. But like you said, like riders, they're now settled on their bikes. They're settled on how suspension works, the setup. You know, all the little niggles you get with a whole new drivetrain style and shifting style, things like that.
So it's completely unique, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not just like a degree here, degree there. Yeah. Everyone's grown up riding derailleur bikes.
Yeah.
And it's like, here's a flipping massive gearbox.
Yeah, weights in a different place. So we could go on, but let's change it to cross-country bikes and talk a bit more tech-related, right?
Yeah, so another big innovation is going to be 32-inch wheels, which, hate it or love it, I'm excited for it because it just means we get to probably see a lot of new, cool innovation with bikes. We already saw a few leaked from some slightly smaller brands at the end of last year.
People were testing, right?
Yeah, but I think we're going to see some in World Cups this year. I've heard
100%
in the rumour mill, there's a few really big brands and big teams.
BH or BMC?
BMC. Apparently they've maybe not going to use it, but I don't know. I think there's a lot of bluffing going on.
Yeah.
People keeping their cards close to their chest. I think, a couple teams that would probably, I don't want to say anything, but I think there's a lot, there's a few teams that could maybe win a World Cup will be on 32.
Do you think?
32-inch wheels,
but the other problem is, it's not a problem, not for us, but for certain people, is the UCI have allowed 32-inch wheels to be competed on.
Yeah.
Racers like Isla Short, who are very short, very petite, should we say.
Yeah.
Well, they're not going to fit on a 32, so this throws up a whole other sort of conundrum of problems and questions.
I mean,
right?
I remember it was only a few years ago she was saying she finally found like a 29er bike that fit her really well. So then is there an unfair advantage of being small because you can't ride a 32 inch?
Yeah.
But then I guess it's the whole thing of like, actually there's advantages to being really small as well. You're a lot lighter normally, so.
Depends on the track, maybe.
Horses for courses.
Yeah, are we going to see less travel, tyre development, different wheels? James, that's just so much going
exciting, on. Exciting stuff.
And actually, just quickly on that point, let us know in the comments what you think of 32-inch wheels, because actually, we may be getting hold of one pretty soon. And actually being able to ride it, I'm going to hopefully put one through its paces soon. A complete bike, so stay tuned
That'd be
for that.
Very cool. Anything else, though? What else are we looking forward
to? Well, do you know what? I've forgotten what else was on our list.
Hard MTB.
That was what I wanted to put on there
that
as well.
Was your
oh my
one
god,
list.
It's a new year, James. Yeah, Hard MTB League. Thank you.
It's all right.
Wow, you know, you hit 40 and these things start to happen.
Every Christmas.
Every Christmas, yeah. Hard MTB League. So this is like a massive crossover, if you like, of uphill, downhill, but e-bikes, tech, tricks, style, timed. There's so much going on in it, and it's like lots of different disciplines, isn't it?
Yeah, so I was actually looking into it the other day, and they've also announced the prize purse is going up to 100k for 2026.
Wow, I think that's going to pique a few people's interest.
So that's massive, isn't it? Because I think for a World Cup win, you get like 4,500 euros.
I think so, yeah.
So 100k, again, is like life-changing money. So they have four different courses for the hard MTB. So they have the trail, which they say is a technically challenging rhythm section with multiple options of timing and jumping, slalom, downhill, and then a climb as well. So it's like a real, because I was thinking, oh, I can climb all right. And then I looked at the downhill
set.
It's massive.
Yeah, the jumps are huge as well.
So there's not many riders, I think, who can climb up some of them stuff, but can, it's a real test of an all-round mountain bike.
Yeah, and that is why I think and it's so raw at the moment. It's so like rough around the edges, and I really like that. It's it's just the fact that it's not some big polished kind of corporate thing at the moment. I do like love that about downhill. It is like the Formula One, but this is like watching a bit of rally, bit of WRC in a
and
way.
What I think is really cool is they're doing like qualifier leagues as well. So
are
it's
they?
Not just like the biggest names. There is a chance, I believe. So I've seen they're doing like a qualifier for there might be some random talent out there who's not massive and they might get a chance to do it. So that's really cool.
I can't believe I forgot that. Yeah, that is actually something I'm well excited to sort of see develop this
cool
coming year.
Cool to see a lot of racing outside of World Cup racing as well.
Yeah, well, do you know what? I think, so that's something I think the UCI or WBD have done, I could open a can of worms here, ladies, like, have accidentally done very well, and it's what I'm looking forward to. They've made downhill very difficult to do, but granted, it is something for the world's fastest and best races.
It's
but because of that,
now.
Like these other events and things have peeled
Stepped
off. So we're actually getting, because of that, we're getting more bang for our buck.
Yeah, I think so.
Do you know what I mean? Like hard MTB League might have existed before, but because maybe some races aren't doing World Cups anymore, they're going to try these other things. Yeah, it's wicked for us.
The top of the sport's got even better, and then there's so many subcategories and genres.
And it's raised all that up.
That we've got even more to watch as spectators. So it's really exciting, 2026.
Yeah, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. There's so much going on. But let us know in the comments down below, is there anything that you're specifically looking forward to? Do you know what? It doesn't even have to be in the world of mountain biking. We haven't even talked about sort of our own goals and things that we're looking forward to trying to achieve or do or tick off this year. Let us know in the comments down below. We always love to hear.
If you've got a little bit left over Christmas pocket money, we do have a clearance sale for January on some of our items in the GMBN shop. All your support really helps make the amazing videos we make on the channel and lets us do some really cool stuff.
It does.
So make sure you go check it out. Link is in the description down below.
James, but that does mean it is now time for Hacks and Bodges! Hacks and Bodges! Hacks and Bodges! That was a good one, dude. I like that.
Starting the year strong.
Yeah, we didn't come out swinging, we came out singing. He likes that. Come on, right. Yeah, no? Sort of
it's all right.
Tumbleweed.
Rich.
Okay, well, anyway, this first one is from Noah Sainsbury, and look at the state of this.
That is really bad.
This is right up my alley as far as this is a bodge. 100. And
to be fair, we get a lot of snap brake lead bodges, and this is one of the
better
ones. Sometimes people use like
tweets. I've seen a spoon. Yeah. I've seen a spoon on there.
Yeah.
So no, but brake lever snapped at Swindley Forest in the UK mid-run, so we luckily zip-tied a lever to it for the remaining part of the brake connecting, so it would last the rest
and
of the ride.
And he did a couple more downhill trails, you said.
Fair play. That's a strong start, Noah.
Would you rather that on your front or rear brake? Because that's his rear there. What would you rather?
I would rather rear, because it's like on-off. Yeah. You don't like feather it and stuff as such, I think.
So next up, we've got from Jeff Morris. He says, bungee cord hack. Everyone agrees that cable ties are essential to have along on every ride, but no one ever gives the lowly, I don't know if he's meant to say lowly there, bungee cord love. Here's my solution for transporting my Orbea rides to the trails in my plumbing van, and it costs less than $10.
I get it. It's kind of good. It's sort of like how you tie a motocross bike like off the bars, like with straps.
No,
like,
not
bungees. But
I think bungees are good, but if you've had your hand whipped by a bungee, they're horrible. And my other worry is
basically the gnarliest sort of fishing hook
he's
ever.
He's put that bungee round his Kashima coated Fox Force.
Hey, Jeff Morris is a plumber. He ain't fussed.
Yeah, would you not put like a little bit of like old inner tube or something around there? You literally, the way you drive, you get to the trails and there'd be no stanchions.
It'd be silver at the end.
I think that's a hack, but maybe
like
not around the forks.
See, a hack, but requires refinement.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it works
Jeff,
for him.
I'm all for it, bud.
I'm all for it, but I don't want to see your gold forks turn silver.
Fair,
we didn't give the first one hack or bodge.
Yeah, we said that was a thorough bodge.
Oh, did we?
Oh, 100% bodge. Yeah,
this one's a hack, I'd say.
What?
No, oh, this, no. Yeah, I'm talking about Bungie Jeff. Bungie Jeff.
Bungie. Okay, and this last one is from Sam Humphreys, and he says, my dropper post lever came off the handlebar mid-ride. Luckily, I found a guy in a car park who lent me some electrical tape and did the job getting me through the whole ride. Was it Jeff? Sadly not, he's a plumber. But
yeah, you got to be careful of them guys in car parks,
yeah. I mean, you've bodged it. And it worked.
A lot of people's like levers on their bikes falling off at the moment, isn't it?
A lot of wayward knees, maybe. Definitely a bodge. Sam
definitely
Humphreys.
A bodge. It's not the most ergonomic position either. I'd imagine if you want to do that on the fly, it's
not happening, is it?
No.
We need to pick a winner of the three to win a prize up to the value of £50 from the GMBN shop. James, go on. Who are you choosing? We got brake lever from Noah. We've got bungees from Jeff. And we've got duct tape or tape from Sam.
I'm going to give it to Noah, I think.
Noah.
Purely for the fact that he carried on riding.
Yeah,
he didn't even
cool.
just use it to get home.
Noah.
He carried on riding. Well done, Noah.
Yeah, congratulations. Slide into the old GMBN DMs to claim your prize and we'll get that sorted out for you. And as always, keep your hacks and bodges coming in. Uploader is linked in the description down below. Are they on par with this week's or have you got even better?
It is now time for things we like this week, and I'm going to kick it off with a pretty cool one that came out over the Christmas period, and it was 10 years of 50 to 1. Seems like just yesterday they sort of popped up, but it's been 10 years, and a massive crew of them went up to Scotland and rode some mega-looking
it
spots.
It looks like a good, smooth, flowing, big hucks,
unreal
lots of
riders.
Flat.
You know who always really impressed me in these videos?
Who?
Is Phil Atwill.
Yeah.
Every video, he just looks absolutely. He's always on a massive bike as well. He makes it look like a flipping BMX the way he can whip
I always forget he's actually part of it.
Yeah.
Because I think he does a lot, or you know.
He lives in Greece now.
Yeah, and he's, you know, he still races pro a lot and stuff. So he's, I just forget that he's part of it.
Very talented bike rider.
Talent ran out for this next one that I liked from Hunter Tisdall. Now, kind of low-key guy on a motorbike essentially, but this humongous, quite literal, gas to flat. I mean, look at this.
You know when you're like riding along somewhere and you have that bit in your brain, you're like, oh, that looks like a good spot. Like I have it because I used to BMX, like little transitions I
you're
see.
Like, I reckon I could
this
jump that.
This doesn't look like a good spot. It's not something
I don't understand
I'd
why.
I drive along and think, yeah, you know what, that's a good send that.
It's just huge and it's just over the river, comes up shore. It looks uphill or at least flat on the other side.
I'd be interested to know if he walked away from that. I mean, it looks
the video says otherwise, but
savage. But
fair play.
Fair play, Hunter.
He went for it. That's some kahunas just to go full tilt into that.
And then we've got another one. This one's actually UK-based as well, which is cool. From Nitro Circus, but it's actually...
It's a repost, isn't it?
It's a repost of Vicor Rose. Doing the quite famous now Rampage line in the Surrey Hills.
Yeah, or not, in this case.
Or behind Swindon Tesco's, as people like to say. But he just completely G's out his suspension, doesn't he? Smashes into that tree. I hope he's all right.
It's the nose manual that you can't do anything about. Yeah. And you can see the tree coming.
You know when you're going to loop out, you can grab brake.
Yeah.
But when you're doing a nose man, it's like,
that's it. You just
this is my fate decided.
Yeah, you're just holding on. Yeah, Vic's a nice one. Cheers for doing that and providing us with something we liked this week.
So it's now time for this week's caption contest. And this one's actually from the Christmas special.
It is, a couple of weeks back.
We missed it in our bumper New Year's.
We got too excited.
Yeah, but it means we got loads of really good captions. So the photo was Adam stood outside his car in a dry robe holding what looks like to be a dirty chamois.
Oh, yeah. I dread to think what's going on there. First one, In Ferris says, back to the car for an emergency chamois change after nearly going OTB with Ferg. What OTB stands for?
Over the bars. I can imagine I would have needed a chamois change if I nearly went over the bars on that video.
With Ferg.
Yeah. That looked horrific. Good one, In Ferris. We've got another one from Ted Yolden Moyle. Ooh. How you look when you get home from a wet ride just to see your mum has already put the washing machine on. Gutted. I wish my mum could still do my laundry for me. Those are the days. Now, I got him back from a wet ride on Sunday and I'm in the shower rinsing all my kit off before I put it in the
washing machine. Oh, back at the flat, yeah.
Before I put it in the washing machine. This sucks.
Oh, God. And then Daniel Santos says, so who was supposed to pack my bike? Oh, yeah, classic forgot my bike thing.
Have you ever done anything like that?
I've forgotten helmets.
Yeah,
I've been on GMBN Sunshine shoots where I forgot an axle. We had to go and hire a bike for an axle.
Yeah.
That was pretty bad.
That is always annoying.
Yeah.
No, that's an easy one to do. Bike.
I don't think I've ever forgot a helmet. But yeah, an axle was the worst one.
Yeah.
I felt like a right plonker.
What's your favourite this week, Rich?
I think In Ferris. Yeah. Back to the car for an emergency chamois change after nearly going OTV with Ferg. Congratulations, dude. Slide into the old messages of ours and to claim your prize. Worth up to £50 from the GMBN shop. And here is this week's caption contest photo. Captions in the comments down below for your chance to win a prize. Right, James, it's time for the bike vault, which means... you've got it. Good man, good
no
man.
No pints of Guinness for me to knock over.
Right, this first one is from Steve Cheese, and he says... It's a Stanton Switch Niner in Thundersley Glen, Essex. It's pretty cool.
Essex.
I never ridden around there.
No, I haven't.
What are we saying? That's nice. For me, it's a nice.
Yeah, it's nice for me.
You love a rear fender. What do you think of that?
Well, I love the functionality of them. I wouldn't say I love the aesthetics of them. It's a nice from me as well.
It's a nice. Thank you very much for sending that in, Steve.
Next up, we've got one from John Kowalski. He says, my new Santa Claus tool boy.
Oh, play on words there.
Christmas present, obviously. That looks amazing. Imagine waking up to that on Christmas Day.
Surely not. It's a super nice. Yeah. You can't not super nice that. Thank you very much, John Kowalski. Look, he's got a little bow on it.
Yeah.
Surely a present to yourself. Either way.
Very lucky.
Yeah, yeah. Right, Hugo Den Uden. I hope I've said your name correctly, Hugo. I do apologise if not. A Canyon Stoic 2, a.k.a. Snow White. What a nice nickname.
Yeah, that's cool. I wonder why it's called Snow White.
Added a dropper and blander to get rid of the Suntour fork and replace it with a Bomber Z2. Hurt my back, so must wait until I'm unwrecked. I feel your pain, dudes. That's cool. What are we saying?
I think that's super nice. I quite like the white Suntour fork.
I like the colour matched green pedals grips combo.
Yeah.
Are you super nice in it?
Yeah, I think it's a cool photo of the background. Nice blue sky. Don't get many of them this time of year.
Thank you for sending this one in. But next, Ross Hampton.
Ooh, this is
not the place.
A little bit old school. Well, I say old school, it's probably not that old school for you, is it?
I had one. I actually had one.
Yeah.
I literally had
back
that bike.
Back in my day.
Yeah. So I was probably racing this bike when you were born.
V10.
When were you born?
in 1999.
Oh, okay.
No, this is like 2015, isn't it?
No! Oh, it's 18. 15 to 18. Oh.
Yeah, I told you.
I thought you said, you're old, yeah.
What's a 10.6, though? I thought it was just all V10s.
No, this was the V10. I think it was down to the travel and stuff.
Ah, so he says it's custom highlighter. So he's got a custom painted painted Foxtrot shock coil.
The D-Maxes. You've got to love the D-Maxes.
They're classic, aren't they?
I mean,
the park bench could...
The location, subpar, dude. I'm not going to lie, Ross.
Yeah.
The bike is sick, so I'm torn here.
Your call, Rich, since you were racing these back in your day.
No, do you know what? Ross, it's amazing. But if I, much like my school report, shows potential, must try harder. That's literally my school report all the way through.
Yeah.
It's good there. Look, it's a wicked bike, but the park bench, Ross.
And the like tyre Magic Mary isn't aligned with the valve.
Oh, we're really nitpicking, aren't we?
So I just think, standards are high for 2026, aren't they?
Let's hit the ground running. Why not?
Oh, got Alex, another downhill bike.
Yeah, Alex Holden. Is that Torque, isn't it?
Can you talk?
Got it for Christmas. People are getting some amazing Christmas presents. Yeah.
I got a bag of coal.
And that was a good Christmas.
Yeah. That's what we get every year up north.
Oh, just wish we had the fireplace to put it in.
Yeah. I use it as a sleeping bag.
Got it for Christmas. Added new white pedals and new white death grips. I need a super nice to beat my dad, please.
Nice one, Alex.
Yeah, Alex, just automatic there, mate. Automatic. Thanks for sending that in.
I like this one from Kevin Thompson. This is a bit of me, this.
Yeah, I like that.
Specialized S-Works Epic 8. All the bells and whistles.
I mean, full spec.
I don't
think
you'd put any more bells and whistles on this, really, could you?
No.
He's even given us the full spec list, and it is really tricked out with even like things like titanium bolts.
I was just going to say, the last thing on there is titanium bolts.
And it does say spur cycle original bell. So it has got bells and whistles. Even the photo's great, though. I like the background. Not just the bike. It's a great photo.
God, that is really
super nice for me.
Yeah, thank you, Kevin. Right, penultimate one. Matt Limacher.
Oh, another XC bike.
It
looks really nice.
Canyon Luck World Cup at Cody Brennan over Christmas time.
Mega.
Second year racing under 14 XC. Good on you, bud.
Yeah, nice.
Heck of a bike for under 14. Full XTR, SIDS, gold chain.
Sub 9 kilos.
No, but I bet it's a small for a start.
Yeah, but that's really light with a bike with a dropper on.
Yeah, that is lightweight. Good on you. That's obviously a super nice, isn't it? Go on.
We had some amazing weather in the UK.
We were very fortunate.
Thought that was Canada for a sec or something.
Yeah, I did too. And then to finish on, Andrew Martin has sent in a Starling Roost stainless steel mullet hardtail with a Lyric 140 up front. I don't see many of those.
No, and he says it's great to have a hardtail again after 25 years of only riding full-size bikes. I'm similar. I don't think I've ever had like an aggressive hardtail. I grew up riding hardtails when I was younger, but not aggressive ones, just because
they didn't really exist, did they?
No.
No, they're quite a new-ish thing. You're right. When I've had them, I go, that was really fun. And then I pop my eyeballs back in because they've been rattled out and I put my dentures back on and stuff. Yeah, exactly. And then I go, I'd rather ride a full sus. That's my problem. I do ride a jump bike though, like pump track and stuff, which a hardtail is wicked. But as far as that's pretty cool, isn't it, Andrew Martin?
I think if you got Coots in here, he would be buzzing off that.
He would be loving it, wouldn't he?
But we're not Coots.
Should we do like an O-Dog tribute super nice?
It's a cool bike, like I really like it. Kind of cool photo on the underpass.
So what are we saying? You're going to have to call it.
I'll do it for Coots.
It's a super nice for Owen and of course Andrew as well. Thank you for sending all of your bikes in. As always, we do really like to see them, and whether we give them a nice or super nice, you'll have to wait and see. Link to the uploader is in the description down below. But we're nearly at the end of the show.
Yeah, it's just time for what's coming up on the channel this week.
And we do have some cool things. Now, I made mountain biking way harder than it needed to be. This is Ferg's video.
Yeah, it's basically him reflecting on his career and saying things he wish he did differently, but things he's learned his career.
Yeah.
And he's going to pass on his knowledge to you guys. He shouldn't make it too hard, though. It's just riding a bike, isn't it?
I thought you were going to say he's not much knowledge.
There is that as well. I'm only kidding, Ferg.
No, he's got loads. He's a good lad, Ferg. He's had a good career. And also, we've got how hard can downhill mountain biking training be? Now, this is, again, Ferg rode with Oisin O'Callaghan.
Yeah.
Irish absolute shredder.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to watching Ireland, this one.
And, well, more kind of insight into the world of downhill and how they train and what really goes into being one of the world's best.
Yeah, so cool, I'm looking forward to watching that. I'm hoping it's not just them drinking loads of Guinness, because that's...
I'm sure it'll be in there somewhere.
But yeah.
But that's the end of the show. Thank you very much for watching, everybody. First one of the year in the books, James. It's been a pleasure.
Looking forward to it.
We'll see you next time.
Ciao.